Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, everyone. Good evening. Today is Monday, and it seems like it's going to be a heck of a Monday. We had a lot of dead silence for the last 15 minutes or so. You know how it is, blog talk. But anyways, today I am so honored and so static to have someone who's musical that I have admired. A musician that is like really, really on top of my list out there. And he is just wonderful. One of the guys with the most beautiful smiles, the energy, everything about this young man that I just adore. And that is none other than Will Donato. Hey, Will.
Annie, thanks for having me. Now, am I on Zoom? Can you see me? I combed my hair today. It's so nice to do an audio show because I have my talented friend Jack Cohen, and we do so many video productions. And some days, as we say in the business, I it's nice not to have to beautify. So I'm really glad to be on the show.
I just love you. I love your music. I love your energy. I love everything about you. And again, thank you so much for doing this. And I do apologize for that dead silence at the beginning. Wilfred, you know, it is what it is. But how are you?
I'm doing good. You know what? I my heart breaks for any families and friends that are impacted and suffering from COVID, and I know better days are ahead. It's nice to see people getting vaccines now, and you know, from top to bottom, everyone's impacted by COVID. You know, I'm just going with the flow. And when it first started, I can remember March, literally like March 10th, the phone just started blowing up with postponements and cancellations, and I thought, well, I'm gonna come through this with a work product I can be proud of. And I did it.
And you did. You did. Like every other record that you have done, this one has a lot of funk. It has a lot of good stuff. But everything you've done so far has been amazing work. And I even put some, couple of the oldies but goodies in here so that I could play, you know, also. There's so much about you that I want to know. Like I said, this is the first time having you, and I am, you know, thrilled. Can we start, before I even play a song, a little bit on your background, how you got started on all of this, and this journey that you have, you know, done so lovely and so well?
Oh, you know, I have a pretty easy arc to describe. But I had some really nice relationships that made it all come true. You know, I did the typical young kid that starts in the music programs, and I loved it. I loved it. And the joke is my folks used to have to make me stop practicing. I wasn't the kid that you had to make practice. They would literally, like, knock on the door. Okay, I think you're done now. And I would even practice in the car on family trips. And I just loved it. And then I did, you know, bands in high school, and I started playing professionally in my senior year. And I even booked my friends that know me on the regional performing scene. Know I love to book shows for my trio. It's called Art of Sax. I booked my own high school prom. I hired my group for the high school prom. And, you know, and then after that, you know, I went to college and had a chance to be in a really big group on MCA Records with a band called The Untouchables. It was kind of a ska reggae group. And then right out of that situation, I met Jeff Kashua, and he asked me to
He is amazing.
He is the gold standard. And he's funny, and we love him. He's just amazing. And he let me, he gave me an opportunity to sub for him in Steve Reed's band when they all kind of went from Rippingtons to Dreamscapes, or I'm sorry, Bamboo Forest. And that was my first time just really getting in the format. And then I just saw everybody having such a great time with the people in the format. And I met Steve Oliver, you know, all the players and the scene. We toured and I just had such a good time. And then I thought, you know, it's time for me to do a solo record, because I was also in Steve Oliver's band at the time. And, you know, from then on, it's just a straight trajectory. I just started making records in 2002. I kind of consider myself still relatively new to the game.
You in there. There's nothing new about you. You in there. Funny that you mentioned Jeff Koshua. My 25-year-old now, she was 6, and he was here with Steve Cole in Virginia at the waterfront. She sat there amazingly, okay, just looking at him. And when we left there, she says, I want to play the sax. And, you know, she played the sax all the way to high school. Then she said she was too cute to be carrying an instrument. But he was her inspiration. They were her inspiration for that.
I love players like Jeff. You know, I finally came to a realization, especially, you know, being around such talented people on my team, that part of my artistry is I love curating the music of my peers, and I really like celebrating their success. At the end of the day, you know, we're all kindred spirits, and this is what we do as part of our community. And, you know, anybody that gets up on stage and tries to, you know, put some music across, I'm a fan of that. You know, if they come out with good intentions. And, you know, I think a defining moment for me was in 2010 when I had throat cancer. It's just everything kind of came together and coalesced. I just realized, you know, life is short, and I don't want to waste any precious time. And I just love celebrating people with music. And I know that can sound kind of trite, but for me, it's true. I feel like the minute I get in front of a venue and I pull up, you know, it's a chance to just celebrate people. I mean, I even like the valets that say hi to you when you pull up. I'm already enjoying them. And, you know, I start this nice tide pool of just things around me. But, you know, I'm very engaged when I'm with people, and I like meet and greets, and I love the craft of music.
I regret to say this, but I have never, ever seen you perform. And if you ever come this way, I definitely will have to. I see videos because I love your music, and I see your energy and that smile and that love that you show, you know, while you're playing. You know, it's like it's coming from your heart, from your soul. You embrace it. You embrace the fans, you know. You're great. You are just great, and I thank you for that. Yes, indeed.
I appreciate that. You know, I want everybody at the show to feel like they matter, and I watch the entire border of the room to make sure everyone's involved. I even like the people that look like they're indifferent, and I'm thinking, okay, cool. I got 90 minutes to work on you. You know, there might be like a guy that got dragged to the show with his arms crossed, and I just look at him and I'll give him a CD in the middle of the show and make him laugh, and the arms come uncrossed, and I don't get discouraged, you know. And I just, people that take the time to come and park and come to our show, it's just gold. They have so many other options than coming to see us.
Well, how many
perform,
albums
so.
Do we have now? The latest one,
eight.
Of course, is Elevate. It's the eighth album. The first
it's
one was it Funkability?
The first album was Will Power.
Will Call. Will Hour. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to do the Will Trilogy. I was going to do Will Power, Will Call, and then Where There's a Will, There's a Way. But I thought, we'll break the Will theme.
Yeah, that would have been awesome, though. That would have been awesome, and then you could do put them on vinyl. That would be worth it.
I know.
You know.
You know, I had some fun from the very beginning, though. I did the album with Steve Reed from the Rippingtons. Did you ever see the Rippingtons in the day where they had the guy that was in the cage playing all the percussion in the Rippingtons? There was a guy that was surrounded with percussion, and he was also a producer for a lot of artists, and, you know, Jeff Koshua and many artists. And I just love the guy. He was so creative, and and that album was done all at his studio in Southern California. And oh my goodness, it was so much fun. And you know, every record is a nice snapshot of where the journey's taken me. And the new one, I'm just so proud of it. And by the way, listeners, you can get it at www.wildonauto.com. And you know, I want you to know something. For people that are for folks that are tuning in, it really means a lot to me. If you send me an email, just email Will Donato Music. It's on my website, or email my management, Sundial Music. I will make sure that you get a couple tracks sent back to you for the holidays, that you take the time to send me an email. It means a lot to me that people are connecting with your show and myself. So if anyone's listening, just jot it down. Just go to wildonauto.com and say, "Where's my free music?" It's not much of a single password, but it's you know, it's such a pleasure being with you today. I love the artist that you've got this month. Chase Hoona is one of my young friends.
Now, wait. Before you say anything about Chase Hoona, you know that you are one of his inspirations, right? I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
He speaks very highly of you. He learned, you know, and that you have helped him throughout, you know, his career. I mean, he speaks so nice of you.
You know what? His dad and I are best friends, for real, and we're buddies. And yeah, they came to see a show in Palm Springs, and you know, at the time, I was kind of dazzled. This little 13-year-old that looked like the kid in Andy and Mayberry, and he looked like the guy on the Music Man, Little Winthrop, you know. And he had a little sax, and he looked like Danny Bonaducci. His little cute little red hair. It was all cockeyed. But he did something that blew me away. After he sat in with us, this little 13-year-old turned around and went around to each musician and thanked us for letting him sit in with us. And I've seen grown folks that don't do that. And I thought, well, that's neat, you know. And I thought, you know what? And then his dad and I got close, and I helped him with some things that I thought were important. I basically call it artistry. It's not entirely about the music, but just some of the things in artistry that are important, you know, thanking your sound man, thanking people that spend time, you know, getting you to the shows, thanking your friends around you that help you, you know. I that stuff is really important to me. You know, we're not the center of the universe in this stuff. You know, it's just nice to be aware that we're part of a bigger picture. But, you know, I wanted to also mention, I love this current holiday CD that I have out, Renaissance Christmas. And it's not the usual songs that you hear, because I wanted to do something different. That, you know, I always love that kind of medieval guitar, that little pretty nylon guitar, and then with flute. I thought, I really like that. And we lost an album that we liked to listen to. So I told my wife, I said, why don't we make our own? So that's what we did. We lost our favorite holiday CD.
How is Diana?
Yeah, Diana. And we made our own. So
how is Diana doing? How is she doing?
She's doing good. You know what? I have such a wonderful wife. She's just a nice, sweet person, and she's like me. You know, we love people. We like interacting, and she loves connecting with folks online, and I just feel very lucky. She's the right woman for the energy level this kind of career takes. And she's, what I love about her, among many things, is she's got kind of she's not technically musical. So if she doesn't like something that I'm really excited about, I respect her opinion, because she's kind of like the everyday listener.
Right. Yeah,
so
that's true.
If I get too tricky, she'll say, I don't like that. And I'm like, really? Okay. You know, and I respect it. She's got a really good ear for, you know, I've got a couple of friends in my orbit that they're just, you know, my buddy Jack is just, you know, we've spent a lot of time in the last couple of years talking about melody. And, you know, he's like melody, 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 and of course he's 100% right. And sometimes as musicians we want to get tricky, we want to wow people with the groove and the drum beat, and at the end of the day the melody is what people walk away with, you know, whistling. And so sometimes I write in my studio, and if it doesn't pass my Jack Cohen test or my Diana DeNaro test, I will develop it further, you know. But, you know, I'm in a really good space right now because I'm just, you know, the simple pleasures resonate with me. And I just really, I'm really happy about the artistic side of life, you know. And
amen. Amen. If you don't mind, I would love to play a song or two before we get to the new stuff, because these are songs that I just love, and I'm trying to go, like, down the line a little bit. Do you mind if I play Grand Slam? I love Grand Slam. Drift Away.
I do, too.
And you brought it on for me on Play That Funky Music. I love that.
I love that, too.
That.
May I tell you a quick story about that? I'm kind of honored. So I'm friends with the gentleman in White Cherry, the leader of the band, and I'm having a senior moment right now, and even though I'm young, and I can't think of his name, and I feel so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. And he called me out of the blue and said, Will, I want you to record an instrumental version of Funky Music White Boy. And everybody in the planet plays this song, and he called me to do the sax version. And
really?
I was just so blown away. I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, his name is Rob Parisi. I'm so sorry. I hadn't had enough coffee today. And Rob called me up. First he called me to play on his record, and then he called me and said, I want you to do the instrumental version of Play That Funky Music. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, everybody in the pre-COVID days is probably playing that song at their weekend shows somewhere, you know, the clubs. And he called me to do the instrumental version. It's on YouTube, and I'm really proud of that. And he is a nice
man. I love
it. He gets a kick out of it. Yeah, I enjoy doing it, though. It's a really
I'm going to start with
really
Grand Slam. I would like to start with Grand Slam. Is there anything that you can recall from when you did that song?
Yep.
Can you recall anything from when you did that song?
You know what? I'm a huge David Sanborn fan, and I wanted my own Chicago song. You know that song, Chicago Song?
Yes.
And Grand Slam was kind of that energy of the Chicago song that I could have in my own catalog, and that's why I did it.
Okay, well, here it is.
Thank you,
Grand Slam.
Aw, Annie.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I love that song. That song is fun to play live too. It's a barn burner. So,
you have something else. Well, like I told you, I love your music. I have followed you through the years, and I have my favorite, you know, so I figure I'd play some of them before, you know, throughout the night. Now,
you
tell
know
me something.
You know that I love? You know, can I tell you, there's a song that I love that I just thought, when you're on the come up, everyone else is getting a lot of attention, and you're putting out good music, but you're not making noise yet, but I love that song, Drowning in Your Eyes. I just love that song. That Effin Lewis song. It's on my very first record, Drowning in Your Eyes. It's such a romantic song. I love it. I should reissue that. But anyway, sorry to interrupt you. I just, you
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. after the cancer, first of all, I want to say that it is really amazing how you recovered. Thank God. There are miracles.
Yes.
I pretty much, you know a little bit of the story of how, you know, you went to one doctor and then, you know, you went to another one and he did all that, you know, and that's where that song Miracle Man came from.
Yes.
I've done my research on you, Will.
I'm really honored about that. I ended up at the doctor in Phoenix, Arizona, who did laser surgery, and I almost did the scalpel knife thing in Southern California. And I wanted to live, and I didn't care about the physicality of it. I just wanted to live. But the doctor wanted to cut my throat, do a lot of physical alterations. And I said, you know, I play saxophone. I'd like to salvage the career because it was, you know, at that time, 10 years ago, you could still do it that way. And then I ended up in Phoenix and they had a really nice protocol for laser surgery. And it was fortuitous that I ended up there. I was really thrilled with the whole Mayo Clinic operation. It was unbelievable.
Well,
yeah.
It's a blessing. And I am thrilled that everything worked out for you and that you're still making music and will continue making music for a long time. And during that time, that's when Funkability came out, wasn't it?
Yes. And, you know, my friend Darren Ron produced that while I was ready to go into surgery, April 16th, 2010. So I was very scared to death. And I sent all my parts to Darren. It wasn't even done yet. So when I was in surgery on the 16th of April, I had a recovery time of 2 weeks and then 3 months where I couldn't play. And that song, Funkability, really gave me something to be excited about and watch. And, you know, at that time on Facebook, I didn't make any mention that I was going to surgery. I just kind of kept quiet. And so it's sort of funny, I'm laying in recovery and I'm just scared to death and scars on my neck and everything, and I'm watching Funkability go up the charts. And to this day, I still tell Darren how much that song meant to me, just to have something, a light at the end of the tunnel. And it did so well, and it was very joyful to see that thing doing its thing. And yeah,
I'm
feel very lucky.
I'm about to play it because I love that song.
That's a great song. Darren Ron is just something else. He's such a good producer. And, you know, Adam Hawley, Greg Manning, the producer that I currently work with, they're just really special guys.
Amen. I mean, they are. And I am so proud of Adam. He was always, and you know, just like there's another guy that he was always a side man. And you always wonder, when are you guys going to do some of your own? Daryl Williams did that too. Always a side man. But when they came out with their own music, wow, they are really kicking butt.
They are. And you know what's fun is, you know, I mentioned my friend Jack Cohen. We have a show, and in the old days before COVID, we could do it face-to-face in Los Angeles. So we've had a chance to really sit down with these guys and hear their whole trajectory, if I could use kind of a fancy-pantsy word, you know. But these guys are really humble people, you know. They all started, you know, as kids, and, you know, that's part of the joy of doing what you do as well. You know, you're taking the time right now to curate myself and my music, and you know, we've done that with Adam and many artists, and I just love doing this as well. You know, I like celebrating the careers of other folks. It's a good thing to do. You know,
spending this time with you guys, you know, it might not seem much to other people, but listening to you talk about your craft, your artistry, and the way that I love music, it all falls in place for me, you know. I mean, it's just the best thing for me as far as I'm concerned. And I get to hear the stories from, you know, that each and every one of the musicians have to talk about, and it's really endearing. And when I get to hear the song, I say, yeah, we talked about that song. Now I know what that song came from. Now I know the inspiration for that song. And it makes it, you know, more meaningful every time that I hear the music. So, yes, I am so glad that, you know.
And beautiful spirits like you are what we think about when we put these records together. You know, I think about friends like you that are going to take the time to play this music. So we really want it to be impactful and well done, because, you know, you're taking the time to play this over the airwaves. So we bring it and we make sure that it does its thing and has a message. And yeah, I think about that when I'm in the studio. I just want to make sure that everything's done right and it's accessible and it's relatable. And, you know, I appreciate you doing this show today.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So now I'm going to play Funkability, and then we're going to go on into the new album, which is Elevate. Is that okay with you?
That sounds great. Am I allowed to dance in my studio while you play Funkability?
Honey, I'd be dancing up here all the time, so heck yeah. Rip it.
I might do the wobble or the Cupid shuffle. I'm not sure which one I'll do, the wobble or the Cupid shuffle.
Well, here it is from Will Donato, Funkability, on Up Close and Personal with yours truly, Latin Jazzy. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
love it, love it. Mm-mm-mm.
That is
Will Donato. Will Donato. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That song is high energy. I love it. It is.
I could just see you on the stage, all over the stage, you know, because you have such, by what I see, you have such a great stage personality, you know. You have a great straight presence. It's there, you know. You cannot be denied. When you're up there, you are there. That's it.
You know, I like crowd work. I like interacting with the crowd, and I have a theory about performing that means a lot to me. I want the audience to know more about me by coming to the show, not just playing songs. If they don't leave kind of knowing a little bit about me and me knowing something about them, I like that as a goal. I want to, you know, I just want to play, you know, here's my number one song, play. I want them to know something about me or things that are special to me or make me laugh. And I love knowing what they're thinking and, you know, especially in dialogues after the show. So I think it's good for an audience to reveal themselves through their show.
Yeah, it's a transparency. Now tell me something. Let's talk about Elevate. What was the inspiration behind this new album that it is so wonderful?
So Elevate originally started as a play on words because I wanted, it's my eighth CD, and Elevate was going to have an eight in the title, Elevate, you know, eight, like almost like a personalized license plate, you know,
right.
What came from that title. Then I thought the title itself is inspirational. So then also I realized sometimes in cataloging music, if you have a clever name that's really makes sense to you, people aren't going to remember, oh, he spells it with an eight. So I thought, no, we're going to have to spell it out. So there's a hidden, you know, eight in the title. You know, it's my eighth CD, mm-hmm. Elevate. And I thought that was kind of fun. But, you know, when you're not a singer primarily in your music, you have to use the words of your song titles to get your message across as well. I like my titles to all be inspirational and not heavy-handed, you know, like Take the High Road, Infinite Soul, You Got This, Cloud Nine, Joy Maker, you know, Beyond Forever. Those are things that are important to me, that the song titles, I'm not a real fan of those titles like Midnight in Malibu, you know, those kind of titles, you know, I just don't, you know, I'm not a fan of those kind of titles. I like titles that got a lot of heart and soul in them, so, yeah,
well, talking about heart and soul, I am going to play Infinite Soul. I love that song. It is.
Yeah.
That was the first single, wasn't it?
That was the first single, and number one on Billboard and produced by Greg Manning. And he has an amazing, talented team. And, you know, I love this crew. I just... There's nothing more fun than when you send a demo to Greg Manning, our producer, and then you get his take on it back. It's like Christmas. It's just
my job. And he's doing a lot more producing nowadays. I mean, he's doing things for everyone, and that is so wonderful. He is really, really talented.
He's amazing. He gets a kick out of me because I'm not very high maintenance, so I'll send him my stuff, and he'll send it back to me. And I go, great, I'm signing off. Really? He'll say, really, Will? I go, yeah, I'm signing off. Normally people are, you know, nitpicking the song and the thing, turn up the cymbals and the thing. No, I'm signing off. Wow.
He's done one thing. And I remember saying this on my interview with him, my first interview with him. He did a song for, I think it was like his first album, and it was a live recording. And he asked me, how did I know that? I said, you could tell the energy, you could hear it. It was, you know, it wasn't sending tracks, and it was a live recording. And I loved that. And I wish you guys would do that more often, because you get the energy from all the players at the same time, you know, and it's wonderful. And I really, really admire him for doing that.
That's a really good comment. I think about how this format, there's so much good music coming out right now, and everything is so nicely produced. And I agree with you. You know, the idea of getting everybody together maybe after a tour and playing things down with all the kind of customized things you've done to the arrangements is a great idea. But it seems like it happens, though. It doesn't get on the radio like radio is now, because everything is so perfectly produced that if you do a live album, you know, it doesn't, not sonically, it doesn't stand up to what is out there now. And I totally agree with you, the energy of that. What I'm finding a lot of times, though, is the successful producers are trying to, you know, import that feel of the live show into the recordings as much as they can. You know, I have a percussionist that I use, Curtis McCain, who I just love. It's one part of the
puzzle. He's from here. You know that, right? He's from my ways. He's from Virginia. Yes, Curtis.
And I, you know, yes. It's one part of the production that he cracks up too, because I say, I don't tell him to do, I have no notes for him. I just let him do his thing. You know, it's fun to be surprised on one part of the project that you don't have all buttoned down. Like, when I get his percussion, I have no idea what he's going to do, and that is fun for me. It makes it spontaneous. So I'll listen to Elevate, and I'll just listen to Curtis on every cut, and I'll just crack up and smile. I'll hear, you know, interest. It's just, I got goosebumps. And he's on my holiday album. I will not do a radio single without Curtis now. There's just something that's just unpredictable. And
I call him Thunder. I call him Thunder Hands for some reason. I don't know why. he plays a lot with Christian de Mesones, and I mean, and with you, and he is just good. I love him, and I love his wife Gina. I mean, they're really, really good people, and he is amazing. He is amazing. Well, I am going to play now Infinite Soul.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. An Up Close and Personal with the Latin Jazzy, Mr. Will Donato, and Infinite Soul.
Thank you.
That song just makes me so happy. And the thing is, right, I'm always dancing. I mean, I should be weighing five pounds because I'm constantly dancing, okay? But I tell you, one day someone got into my car, and they like, oh, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? They thought that I was, you know, moving to an R&B song or something. I said, no, honey, I'm moving to jazz. They're like, you could dance to jazz like that? I say, it's all in the heart.
You know, people don't realize groove jazz is funky. It's funky. And, yep, I'm with you.
Well, one of my daughters calls jazz elevator music. I said, honey, you got to get schooled, and you got to get schooled really, really fast because you're not listening to the same thing I'm listening, you know. But that is one of those songs that just gets you going. It makes you happy. It makes you want to groove. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, today was a good day. I got news that my song – You Got This was top one out of 2020, and I'm just so honored that my song came out number one for 2020, and everybody on that list is just, they're all stunning people from top to bottom, and it's just a real honor. I'm just
so
really thrilled.
Let's celebrate that, and let's play You Got This, because you know what, Will? You got this. Here we go.
Aww.
An up close and personal with Latin Jazzy. You Got This by Mr. Will Donato from his new released album, Elevate. Here it is.
Thank you.
a very well deserved number one for 2020.
That is a nice, that tune is so sweet. I just love it. That's Greg playing the keyboard solos. So great.
Out of the 8 albums that you have so wonderfully done, do you have a favorite?
I love this current album. I feel like it. I was able to get some more flute songs in this album, and I really like this current album a lot. It's got 3 radio singles on it to start with, and for Greg Manning. And when you have that many just elevated songs, no pun intended, it just, you know, it's going to be a good project. And I just love this current album a lot. I have to give a shout out to my engineer and producer Don Huber too at Gem Productions in Palm Springs. Just, we have such a good time together, and his studio is literally 20 minutes from my house, and it's a treat having a studio that close of that caliber.
Nice. Well,
it's such
tell me something, Will. You've been doing all this music. You get inspired by your fans. The fans get inspired by your music. Have you, within these 8 albums, feel that you have accomplished what you set out to do?
That's such a good question. You know, I always think, you know, when have you hit your swan song? And I am very proud of this record so much that, you know, getting a Billboard number one just feels very good. You get some, you know, you get some recognition for a lot of hard work. And it's not about that, but it just still does feel good to get some nice recognition. And I have so much music, though. I just wake up every day. I'm addicted to it, and I love writing music. So there's a lot of albums still ahead. I always drink coffee in the morning, and I write a little fragment of something, sometimes pretty much a half a song. They're not all radio-worthy, Annie, but I write.
But they're yours. But they're yours, yeah, and no one can take that away from you. And you never know. That one piece, you might be doing something else, and you might say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I wrote this a while back, and let me put it together with this, and bam, another number one. Who knows?
Yeah, I call that my boneyard. I have a boneyard of fragments. I go through the boneyard sometimes, but I try to write every morning. You know, it's even if it's like 15 minutes, I just want to make sure I at least start the day quietly with that, and then I check the phone and get going on that. I have a really nice team of people around me that are ridiculously creative and high energy, and they're good hearted, and
I don't think anyone could have a higher energy than you do, for real, for real. Now, another thing I want to say about Infinite Soul, that song was for your dad, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
My dad was in the service, and I just, you know, he's my hero. My father's my hero and a nice man. We had a good childhood. And just, you know, I just wanted to give something up, and that was for him. And you know, he's funny, and he's just a nice person, and, you know, he served the country, and he was in Korea. I just can't say enough good things about him as a person and as a father.
Well, all I can say is thank you for his service. Thank you.
He's a sweetheart, and he's very personable. If you spent time with him, he pays attention to what you're saying, and if you saw him a year from now, Annie, he would say, well, if I had a nice radio show and I lived back east, you know, he would tell you what you said to him in a fun way that he was listening. You know, that's his style.
Wow. Okay. What was the inspiration behind Cloud Nine?
Cloud Nine was a song that I kind of reworked for Sanborn. I like Sanborn so much. And Grover, of course, and that he had this sort of groove that I like. That's just take no prisoners. We're going to have fun. a lot of times on my show, I try to design songs that fit in my set list. You know, because sometimes as an artist, you rely on certain songs too much that need to, kind of like a stand-up comedian, you got to get rid of some of the old material, even if it's comforting and easy to perform. And I just had slots in my show that just, I needed to get rid of the 2019 models and bring in the 2020, you know, get them off the lot. So, and this song is a barn buster, and it's got one of your friends on here, Patrick Yandell, the wonderful guitarist.
How did you know that? I love Patrick.
I know, me too. We're hanging buddies from a long time ago, and he's a sweet soul, and he's a hard worker, too. He's a woo. And I, you know, we've been talking and laughing about getting on each other's projects forever, and he just blew the roof off this. I call him my new funk guitarist.
Really? He is just wonderful. He's amazing. There's a couple of songs of him that I'm constantly playing. As a matter of fact, I switch my my ringtones around. I put, like, I had Infinite Soul for about 3 months. Some of his. And the funny thing is, right, that since I'm so used to listening to y'all's music, I mean, from room to room that you go in my house, there's a Bluetooth speaker, so I hear the music in every room, right? And sometimes the phone would ring, and being that it's one of the, you know, the songs, I'm thinking that I'm still listening to the radio, and people be like, don't you answer your phone? I said, I didn't hear it ring. I thought it was just a song that was playing on my, you know. And sometimes I ignore them on purpose. Let's be real. And it keeps it real. But, you know, and I'd be dancing. I'd be so busy dancing to the song that I forget to answer the phone.
I love that. Yeah. You know, I have my ringtone. Sometimes I go in a restaurant and I'll tell my wife, hey, they're playing my song. No, you dummy, that's your phone. Oh, that's right.
Wow. Wow, so yeah, somebody else like me. Mm-mm. Okay, well, here it is, Cloud Nine, from Will Donato's new album, Elevate, which, as you can hear, is beautiful from beginning to end. And here it is, Cloud Nine, on Up Close and Personal with Latin Jazzy.
Thank you.
Oh, my
that
goodness gracious.
Great.
But look, folks, we're going to have to be wrapping up very shortly, but I would like to play the title track song, Elevate, and then we're going to say goodbye for now to Will. Hopefully he will come back again. But in the meantime, let's really quickly play Elevate and hope this song, along with any and every song of Will, will elevate your heart, your soul, because that's the type of music that he puts out to elevate us. And here it is, Elevate, the title track song from Elevate, on Up Close and Personal.
Thank you, Annie, for having me on.
I want to say humbly thank you for coming onto the show. That is such an amazing. All these songs are so great. I love Elevate. I love every single one of the tracks in this album. I know you got to go to the studio to make some more good stuff, but I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. All this time that I've been admiring you and loving your music, I am humbled to have had the pleasure of having you on the show tonight. Thank you.
Well, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Annie, and your comments really touched my heart, and I want to do something nice for you, and I'll send an email to you. And again, for the listeners, feel free to contact me through my website. I'd like to send you something for the holidays. It means a lot to me that you support us. And without you, there's no us. And that is from the heart. And I really had a good time tonight, Annie. I've actually don't recall. I have not done a radio slot on a Monday in a long time. And this is fun. I'm used to like the Friday, Saturday thing. So this is really a nice treat. You've turbocharged my week.
I'm glad. You definitely done mine. Thank you. Please say hello to Diane for me. And you stay safe. Have a blessed holiday season. And do your thing.
Awesome. I wanted to just plug, we also have a rebroadcast of my Wilden Auto and Friends holiday show this week. It's really a nice show. It's got 14 artists, including Marcus Anderson, Keiko Matsui, and Brian Thompson, Terry Woolman, Steve Oliver, Tom Brown, and Kim Scott. So I think you might like the show. It's just sort of a great group of people. And
when is that coming on?
You know, I think we're going to be rebroadcasting Tuesday and also Christmas Day. And that was produced by my very talented friend, Jack Cohen, and also my daughter, Christina Schwartz, helped with promotion. And, of course, Robert McLean from Sundial Media, they added their magic. It's a really fun show. And J.J. Sanseverino, who doesn't like J.J. Sanseverino, right?
I know. He's hot.
Yeah, J.J. Well,
thank you, Will.
Well, I'm going to run off. We're doing a show in Sedona Monday and Tuesday, and I'm going to go to the studio and get some backing tracks for some of the songs. And I looked at the calendar. And I thought I better get these things done.
Do your thing, honey. Again, thank you for coming to Up Close and Personal, and stay blessed. We love you.
Oh, you too. I love you. And I love this show tonight. You really came researched. So I learned a little bit about myself tonight. Thank you. So have a beautiful weekend. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Well, that was Will Donato. I want to say thank you. And I'm going to play a couple of more songs on his album. And then we're saying goodnight. Here it is. It Happens Every Day from Will Donato's Elevate. Thank you. from his latest album, Elevate. Next, we're going to play The High Road. Miracle Man, and this song was for Will's doctor, Michael Henney, and there was a story behind this. He was originally going to call the album Miracle Man, but he decided not to, but he does have this song that he named Miracle Man as an honor to his doctor. And here it is. That is such a nice song. Okay, we're going to play another song from Elevate, and that is called Stolen Moments. Beautiful song. Well, the last song for this evening is Beyond and Forever from Will Donato's latest album, Elevate.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for tonight. It was a pleasure to have Will Donato on the show tonight. He is just a wonderful, wonderful human being, and I thank him for being here, and I thank you for listening. For now, thank you. Please stay safe, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow, as the doc will be in the house, and that is Phyllis Doc Martin. He will be here joining us tomorrow, promoting his new album as well. So until then, stay blessed, and don't forget, keep it smooth. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Until we meet again, stay blessed and don't forget to keep it smooth. Have a good night.